This is Focus on EMU. I'm Patrick Campion for 89.1 WEMU. And this is time during Eastern Michigan University football halftime where we take a moment to talk about some of the great things happening in and around our campus community. And a conversation that has been floating around campus here the last couple of years has been research on students and the rising levels of anxiety and stress that exist in our student population and students across our country and across the world for that matter. And part of being in a campus community where we're serving our students is trying to address all of their needs. And one of them is mental well-being, certainly. You've probably heard of the CAP Center on campus, but today we're talking about student wellness. And I have with me Nick Pamonti from the Student Wellness Center. He is our student wellness coordinator, let's say, and you're in the student affairs office. Mm-hmm. And you're part of an event that happens every month here, which has a very interesting, cute, and fluffy twist. So welcome, Nick.
Thank you very much for having me, Patrick.
So tell us about Wellness Wolf. What is this? Woof, 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 woof?
Yeah, for sure. Wellness Wolf, it is an event that we have the second Monday of every month in the second floor utility gym at the rec. And what it is it's an opportunity for students to come and relax with therapy dogs, basically. They relax with their friends. They usually come in a, you know, small groups and things, and volunteers from Therapaws, they bring dogs in. And for a two-hour period, yeah, they just kind of relax, unwind, relieve stress. We do survey the students, and we do see that they report less stress and feeling happier once they leave the event than as opposed to when they came in. So we're proud of that.
So what are students stressing about? I mean, do you get down to that level? I mean, what are on the minds of the student population right now?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, being an educational institution and having a lot of residents that come to the event and things, they're full-time students. So definitely academics, that's one thing. But I don't think it's any one thing that stresses a student out. I think it's the culmination of all the various stressors combined that really is what puts a strain on students. So, you know, it's not like it used to be. College that is, you know, it's more expensive now. So a lot of these students are full-time students working a part-time job, taking classes. You know, they live away from home and may have family obligations. So that's a lot to balance. And if they can take a couple hours out of their day to take their minds off that, then, you know, I think it's a great opportunity for them.
And we're right around midterms, too, this time of year on campus. And you see students with their heads down a little more and walking a little more quickly from place to place. And I know we have student employees here at WEMU and a lot of conversation with them about course loads and the amount of work to be done. And this time of year, you got papers and you have exams and you have a lot of stuff crushing that load. Plus, it's been a few weeks and we really haven't had a break.
Yeah.
So I think perfect timing on this. Let's remind people it's on Monday. Is there a place that you can find information about this?
Yeah, so we post the information in a few different places. We have it on our website main page under the events section. So that's emich.edu/responsibility. We also have it on our Facebook page where the Office of Wellness and Community Responsibility. And so you can search that on Facebook and find the event there, as well as we have an Eventbrite for it as well if you search Wellness Wolf.
And I know that as a student here, personally, I've gotten emails about this, both as a general student and there's a graduate student invitation for that went along with that as well. So check your email if you are a student here at Eastern Michigan University because you probably have a reminder about this. It's Monday. What's the time window?
Yeah, it's the second Monday of each month, so it'll be coming up this next Monday here, the 12th, and it runs from 4 to 6 p.m. on the second floor utility gym at the rec.
So you did this last month too?
Yeah, we actually, it's something we picked back up. We've done it in the past, but we've picked it back up now, and we have it planned for every Monday through the academic year.
And Nick, tell me about your personal experience here. Do you dive in and with hands out and touch the dogs and feel a certain calm in your life?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, when you have that many cute dogs around, it's kind of hard not to. And some of them really have personalities, too. So, and we'll actually be having some other offices as vendors, we call them, at the event, too. So CAPS will be there, Eagle Nutrition Services, and other offices and student organizations. So it's a great way for the students to, you know, make new friends, hear about some student organizations and other student support services we have on campus.
And that's a good point. It's really a wellness event,
and
there's a lot of people there that, you know, even if you just need a momentary stress relief, there you can look around and see other services. So you mentioned nutrition services, so eating better. You mentioned CAPS, so, you know, if you have any mental health concerns with yourself, you know, you're feeling the stress might be overwhelming, you could certainly reach out to them, a great resource there. let's talk about that for a moment. You know, as a whole on campus, I mentioned at the beginning that you're very concerned about the mental health and well-being and the physical health and well-being of our students. You know, how important is that to student outcomes? I mean, do you see a clear correlation between happier students, to use the word, you know, very loosely, and better student outcomes?
Well, you know, academics, I don't want to misspeak on, you know, clear correlations, but I definitely think when we when we talk about retention and the university's goals and things, you know, the overall well-being of the students is definitely a main factor in how many of those students we retain. And a lot of it has to do with a sense of community as well. So one of the most unique things I noticed at the last Wellness Wolf event is that, you know, you look at these student groups and the individuals that are, you know, within those groups that are around the dogs and things, and they all look very different, and it brings together people who normally would not have interacted. And that was something really special that I noticed. And I think that when students fall on tough times, you know, and get stressed, or they, you know, having trouble academically and need some support there, if they don't feel a sense of community, it's very easy to just leave this all behind, right? And take off from the university. But when they do have a sense of community and feel belonging here, it increases their support network, and it keeps students here. You know, it gives them that experience.
I think we see a trend towards students becoming, and people in general, becoming a little more introverted, a little more isolationist. You mentioned a great aspect of this is a lot of the student groups on campus that we would look towards, it's almost a form of self-segregation. You look for people of similar interests, similar backgrounds, from similar areas. Mm-hmm. This sounds like an event where those kind of all meld together. As an introvert myself, which people always think is weird, you know, I talk for a living, but I love doing it in private. I love being behind a microphone, having the audience, you know, far away. How would you recommend to somebody with a higher level of anxiety, or somebody that is especially introverted, experience this? Can you kind of just come and hang out and just watch from afar? I mean, is there an impetus that you have to participate?
Oh, no, you know, participation for an event like this is always relative to the person. So, you know, you have some students that come in, like I said, they bring a couple friends with them, maybe came from their dorm room, and they come as a group and enjoy spending that time together. But we had a ton of students come in, you know, by themselves just to give the dog a pet, especially at the beginning and the end of the event. There's a lot, you know, less people as opposed to the peak time. So you get some one-on-one with the dog. And actually, the volunteers from Therapaws that bring the dogs, they're really awesome people, and they're very, you know, social. So, you know, the students can get an opportunity to talk to them and just kind of, you know, ask them what got them into this and bond with them as well. So
as a preview, what kind of dogs can we expect? Are these going to be big dogs, little dogs, fluffy dogs?
Yeah, you know, so it's a little bit different every time. But for the last event, yeah, we had Golden Labs, we had Labradoodles, we had some, you know, little purse dogs, you know, there. So it was quite, and some of them are down to just lay there and let you pet them, and then some of them are trying to play and get you to throw their toy and stuff. So it's a good mix, yeah.
And just want to mention too, and in my experience with this has been that if you're overwhelmed by animals in any way, these dogs are especially trained to interact with people and recognize emotional response. Mm-hmm. So that them and their handlers recognize if they see fear in a person or something, they're not going to push it. They're going to let you approach this at your own pace, at your own speed, and at your own comfort level. Give me the website one more time where we can find more information about you and what you do here on campus.
Yeah, so our office's website is emish.edu/responsibility.
And if I'm outside the campus, or not right here on campus, but I'm part of this community and would love to get involved with this or any other event, and maybe you're thinking, hey, I have something I could do to, you know, help student health or well-being or mental well-being on campus, I'm sure you probably would appreciate a reach out.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I love partnering with other individuals, students, organizations, and community members. So you can feel free to email me at any time. My email is N as in Nick, P as in Paul, O M as in Mary, A N as in Nick, T E at emich.edu.
Thanks, Nick, for being here today. As Nick mentioned, this is this coming Monday, the 12th, but it'll be the second Monday during the entire semester here, this Wellness Wolf event. And if you are into cute animals or maybe just looking to make a new friend or looking for what other resources are available on campus to help you get through the semester as a student, we'd love to see you there. And certainly reach out to Nick if you need more information about any of these programs. Thanks, Nick, for doing this, and thanks for coming out to chat about it today.
Absolutely. Thanks, Patrick.
This is Focus on EMU on 89.1 WEMU. Go Eagles.